From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says federal banking regulators are now working on an in-depth review of foreclosure practices at the country's largest mortgage companies. NPR's John Itzi reports a federal effort comes as state governments are also investigating whether homeowners are being improperly forced from their homes.
Bernanke said that federal regulators investigating the banks and mortgage servicers are looking intensively at their policies, procedures, and internal controls.
And seeking to determine whether systematic weaknesses are leading to improper foreclosures. We take violations of proper procedures very seriously.
Bernanke said preliminary findings are expected next month. Meanwhile, the Fed and other agencies are evaluating the effects of the foreclosure debacle on the real estate market, where one in five mortgage holders owes more on their home than it's worth. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
But apparently existing homes are selling, or so says Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors.
We've got two strong monthly gains, and it's really being driven by low mortgage interest rates and very favorable affordability conditions. The market is trying to recover on its own without a tax credit.
The National Association of Realtors reported today that sales of existing homes increased 10% in September. Canadian terror suspect Omar Khadr has pleaded guilty before a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay to all terrorism charges. Dan Karpinchuk reports it's part of a plea deal with the U.S. military commission at Guantanamo.
As the trial was about to begin this morning, Khadr withdrew his previous pleas of not guilty and pleaded guilty to the five charges against him. They include murder and supporting terrorism in connection with the killing of a U.S. medic in Afghanistan in 2002. The military judge accepted his pleas and said he would be eligible to apply for a transfer to a Canadian prison after serving 1 year of his sentence in the U.S. The details of the plea bargain won't be released until jurors have had a chance to review them. In Ottawa, there's been little reaction suggesting Canadian officials knew about the plea deal since the Foreign Affairs Minister Lawrence Cannon spoke with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton last week. Today, a Foreign Affairs spokeswoman refused to comment, saying only that the case is a matter between Mr. Khadr and the U.S. government. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Well, there was another bomb attack on a famous Sufi shrine in Pakistan. Authorities today said in the central Punjab province, a motorcycle exploded at the gate of the Farid Shakar Gonj shrine that happened during morning prayers. At least five people were killed. Today's bombing was just the latest in a series of attacks at Sufi sites in Pakistan, underscoring ongoing religious tension that's further complicating the Pakistani government's anti-terrorism efforts. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 70 points. This is NPR. Paranormal Activity 2 scared up a huge opening weekend. NPR's Trina Williams reports that ticket sales far surpass analyst predictions.
Paranormal Activity 2 surprised industry experts, earning an estimated $41.5 million. Some thought it would debut in the $20 million range. The follow-up to last year's low-budget hit sticks to the original formula, a documentary-style thriller about a haunted house where scary happenings in the night are caught on surveillance cameras.
What's your take on this whole ghost situation?
I think it's awesome. This is the freakiest thing that happened to me last night. This is the door closing by itself.
Last weekend's top movie, Jackass 3D, dropped a notch. Red slipped to third at number four, Hereafter, starring Matt Damon and directed by Clint Eastwood. The Social Network closed out the top five movies. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The New York Yankees has fired pitching coach Dave Island after the team lost the American League Championship Series. Management isn't saying why it's letting him go after a third year as a team's pitching coach. However, General Manager Brian Cashman says it had nothing to do with the Yankees' poor performance against the Texas Rangers. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit the western coast of Sumatra, Indonesia. A local tsunami watch was lifted. Authorities say they didn't think the threat was far-reaching. Here's what's happening from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 65 points at 11,198. NASDAQ Composite Index also showing gains, up 19 points at 2,498, with S&P 500 up 6 at 1189. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.